Good afternoon. Ah, dear. I don't know. Now, there's a few notices, so. And the last one, you got to burst out in song. But anyway, I'll tell you about that next. The food bank parcels we collect next Sunday. Bruce apologizes. He meant to put a reminder in the sheet because it's not the usual Sunday, but because of things that happened over Christmas, it's a different Sunday this week, this month, I mean. So if you have gifts for the food bank, bring them please next week. Notice about the two weddings, Deborah and Graham, on January the 27th at 4 p.m., and Rachel and Stephen, March the 29th at 1 p.m. Those dates are firm now, and everyone is welcome, I believe. So there we are. Jean is very sad. She's fallen again. And the last we heard late last night, she was still in the ambulance. That's right, isn't it? And then a much happier thing. It was Brian's birthday yesterday, so I would like us to sing happy birthday to him now, please. All right. Right. Over to Julie and Richard.
Good morning. Good to see you all.
Mummy.
Don't start that
Mummy.
again. Oh, we're all aware, obviously, that the Holy Spirit is within us, but we're welcoming him because that's such a wonderful fact that we all have the Spirit within us that takes us out every day. So we're going to sing, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Same thing again.
It's just a little problem. Oh, all right. So while Rich is doing that, just to tell you, in the week, I was out in the car with my granddaughter, and she said, I want to play the church's songs. So I, on my phone, I obviously got the website up and played, and we played every song from the service. Her absolute favorite was the first one. And so for the next couple of days, she's saying, rejoice, rejoice. I want to play rejoice.
Oh,
So, but it doesn't show us a lot of viewings because I kept going on and I was still along the line and just leave that. But she absolutely loved it. She'll be three in March.
I know it's so sore, but I'd be
Yeah. But I think she was going off to play and then coming back for the song.
Well, she must have listened, mustn't she? She heard.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
So I had to restart it because it was playing on the computer but not through the speakers for some reason. So I just
They plugged in.
there you are. Thank you.
It's just that I am good doing
Yeah.
do that.
No, I did wonder whether they were in the other hole, but I don't think they were. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
The joys of technology, isn't
it? I could turn on your
body. Oh, you just remind.
There is a much. Right. Hopefully, I have to do it. There was an X on the speaker thing.
We'll go straight into, oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend.
I promise to serve things to the end.
One of the helps that we receive from the Holy Spirit is when we're not sure how to pray for a situation, and the Holy Spirit takes over and helps us to pray, gives us the right words to pray. And I know that when in early ministry, before I was actually a minister, I remember that suddenly I just didn't know in a hospital what to pray. I was leading in a little service in one ward, and I just kind of closed down. And then it was as if a voice took over, and I knew what to pray. That was the work, my friends, of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you to worship you, one wonderful God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We come to praise you. We come to thank you, for who you are, to thank you for what you do, to thank you for what you've already done, and to thank you for answered prayer, for the privilege of prayer. We know that we can come to you at any time, in any place, and you are there always, ready to hear our prayers. We pray for your world, Lord. We pray that peace will reign. We pray that all the things that you desired when you created this world will come about. That the time will come when nobody will seek anything except peace and goodwill. Lord, you have a wonderful plan for your people. But there are still many people who do not know you. And we have a responsibility to share your good news, to share about your love with them. And we pray, Lord, not only will many more come into your kingdom, but we pray that will mean an end to all the things that are happening at the moment that spoil your world. Lord, we pray for leaders, how they need your guidance. Lord, not easy to lead different countries in the world at this time. And leaders need your wisdom. They need your help. They need your inspiration. So, Lord, will you move among the leaders of the world? May they seek your will. We thank you for our own country. We thank you for the royal family. We thank you for all people who desire to serve you. Lord, may our service be faithful. May it be true. May it be all about you. We pray for all people in need. We pray, Lord, for the sick. We pray for the dying. We pray for those who've recently been bereaved. We pray for doctors. We pray for clinics. We pray for nurses. We pray for carers. Oh Lord, there are so many people out there seeking to help the needy. And Lord, we thank you for food banks. We thank you for all the different organizations that are seeking help for the needy. We thank you, Lord, that you are there among them. And although, Lord, we know there are problems within the NHS, there are problems in many other places too. There are people who are not satisfied with their own income. They're not satisfied with the money that they receive from work. But Lord, we pray that our government and the people who require more financial help will be able to work together and find a real solution. So pour wisdom into those problems, Lord, we pray. We pray for your church throughout the world. We pray for your church in this country. We pray for our church here. Lord, may we all be faithful. May we all stand up to serve you. May we be loyal. May we be loving. May we reach out in love to all people. Lord, we have the greatest gift that we can give. That is the gift of your love. We know, Lord, that our lives have changed since we came into your kingdom. And we pray that your kingdom will increase day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. May your kingdom come, Lord, in this world, essentially, Lord, at this time. So, Lord, have your way, and may our lives as believers be all about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's join together in the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Not it, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen.
So the theme's definitely there in the prayers of us working together to get the gospel out. And we're going to sing Bind Us Together, Lord. When we get to verse 3, I think we should sing We Are the Family of God. It may have been written as you, but it seems strange we're singing you when it's we. So verse 3, we are the family of God, we are the promised divine, we are God's chosen desire, we are the glorious midwife. Sarah, who's going to bring God's word to us today?
Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. Doing good to women. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something and they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, that they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instructions in the word should share all things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let's not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time they will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Hello. Yeah, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So we're going to sing now, Brother, Sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
So let me serve you, let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant.
It's wonderful the way the Lord works. You will see under the title of the message how real servants should act. And what is amazing is that Bruce, the other Bruce, felt it wise to put Mark 10:43. And this is the first bit of my message. Mark 10:43, Jesus said, whoever wants to become great must become a servant. How did he know that was going to be my first verse? God knew. God knew. Matthew 7, verse 11, in a contemporary English version, you can tell what they are by what they do. People can tell what we are by what we do. We serve God by serving others. So how can we know if we have the heart of a servant? I've got some suggestions here. The first one, A, real servants make themselves available to serve. Galatians 6, verse 3 from the NIV. If you think you are too important to help someone in need, you are only fooling yourself, because you are really a nobody. There's a challenge, isn't it? Being a servant means giving up the right to control our agenda and allowing God to interpret whenever and whatever he needs to. B, real servants pay attention to needs. Galatians 6, verse 10. When we have the opportunity, we have to do what is good for everyone, especially for the family of believers, because that's where it starts. But it's not only the family of believers. Whenever we have the opportunity to do good for someone, we need to do it. And that's another way of sharing the gospel with people who do not know the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 28. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. That's a challenge, I think. Sometimes we perhaps have a neighbor who comes to us with a need and, oh, I'll come back to you tomorrow. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4. If we wait for perfect conditions, we will never get anything done. So, real servants make themselves available to serve. Real servants pay attention to needs. The next one, real servants must do every task with equal dedication. Each task is just as important as any other. Jesus, talking about having washed the disciples' feet, said in John 13, I have set you an example, and I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. You see, we are called to follow the example of Jesus, who, don't forget, put others before himself. And the next one, real servants are faithful to their ministry. Just imagine how we would feel like one day if God says to us, Matthew 25, verse 23, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. That's a challenge, isn't it? And the last one, real servants maintain a low profile. 1 Peter 5 verse 5. Put on the apron of humility to serve one another. If we're going to serve people, we need to do it with humility being there in a great sense. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Nothing is a waste of time. Matthew 10 verse 2, Jesus said, if as my representative you even give a cup of cold water to a little child, you will surely be rewarded. So, how do we become a real servant? How should we act? Well, we've got to make ourselves available to serve. We've got to pay attention to the needs of people. We've got to accept every task with equal dedication. We've got to be faithful to that ministry. It can't be something we adopt one day and not another. And the last one was, we must maintain a low profile. When we go to help people, don't think, oh, I'm important, I'm helping someone. No! There must be humility. Great gift of God, a great example given to us by Jesus himself. So, friends, let us remember, Jesus said this, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did for me. That's the truth, you know. What we do for others, we do for him. If you turn that round the other way, what we don't do for people, we don't do for him. Oh dear. Let us hope and pray that with humility, we will serve people from our heart, and we will never cease serving them. A real servant will act by being faithful and by being thorough. We've got to be thorough in our service. We've got to be dedicated. We've got to remember that it's all about our call. God said, love everyone. And that's not easy. But that is what we are required to do. And if we love them, we will serve them. May God have the glory. Amen.
So we're just coming to take communion. And this beautiful song reminds us that we have a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
Thank you.
I value your prayers for Eunice and myself and Dean, that's Graham's son, next Thursday and Friday. We will be making our way to a place called, what's it called, Eunice? I know it's near Aylesbury. Clintonaston, yeah, that's right. we're going to someone's Thanksgiving service for their life. The funeral has taken place. And then we are meeting in a village inn for refreshments and a time of fellowship together. This person is called David Lonsdale. I've been meeting in London perhaps every 2 months for people, and they were all involved in my work many years ago. Many, many years ago. I'd not seen them for years before these meetings started. All three, I was the fourth one, obviously. So all three were very prominent in our youth club, Young People's Church Fellowship. And David, with his sister, used to come to us on Sunday. They'd come to our morning service in the Baptist Church. They would stay with us all afternoon, and they would stay for the Young Chatsworth meeting in the evening. Their parents belonged to a church in Clapham, but there were no young people. And so that's why they came to us with their parents' permission. Their parents were delighted that they could come. And so they played a very prominent part. The year before, David, with his wife and with the grandson, were going to Cornwall. And they decided they wanted to come and see us on the way. And they had to come from as far as Aylesbury. A long journey can take quite a few hours, 3¾ hours, I think we've been told. But that's why Dean is coming with us, because to drive there and back in 2 days with all that's going on in the middle would have been too much for me. And so Dean is taking us. But when I met David, I remember him as a member of the Youth Fellowship. But we were very keen, especially our pastor, Frank Goodwin, was very keen to make sure that young people had the opportunity of service. And it was David himself that had to remind me that, hey, he was an imp leader. He ran one of our imp groups. That's before the Life Boys, the Anchor Boys and the Beavers were started. And so he ran that group. He also helped with the Boys Brigade Company. And I'd forgotten those things. But when I look at how young people were serving God, the others were serving God too. And they've all grown up and done very well in life. But poor David, he sent an email to us telling that he had died. Why did he do that? Very unusual, isn't it? He did not want to worry his wife. He did not want her to have to send out a notice saying he'd suddenly passed away, because it was a very sudden death. He'd arranged all these things. So there's the Thanksgiving service for his life and the gathering together afterwards. It's remarkable what people can do. And it's remarkable how we can forget what people have done in God's service. But you know, that young man, well, he's not a young man now, is he? He's got grandchildren. But he was a young man to me. David dedicated himself to the Lord, and he was faithful in his service. And there are people all over the world that are like that. People serving God today. We've got a load of examples to follow. God is good. And God works in and through people. The work of the Spirit is partly to give us gifts of the Spirit. Each person has at least one gift. And also there's the fruit of the Spirit. And I can honestly say that David, and indeed his sister, who I will meet on Friday, I've not seen her since she was a young lady, but both of them were dedicated to serve God, and it's surprising what God can do. Now we're coming to what God did for us. Jesus died on the cross to be our Saviour, and so I give you this call. Come because Jesus loves us and he died on the cross for us. Come and meet the risen Lord Jesus. For not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Come and bring your concerns and your problems to him and believe that he will deal with them. become like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Come with thankful hearts. Come in humility and go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank you for sending Jesus into this world to be the sacrifice for our sins. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you that Jesus rose again as promised. We thank you that you followed Jesus' promise and sent the Holy Spirit to be in a new way with each and every believer. Now, as we remember the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, we will take bread and wine in remembrance of all that he has done for us. Amen. And so we remember that Jesus took the bread in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And so we take the bread, we eat it as we are served. And I wonder, Stephen, whether you would take it round for me. Thank you. Jesus also took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it," he said, "do this in memory of me." What a privilege is ours that we can take wine, drink it, in remembrance of Jesus, our great and wonderful Saviour. We hold the cup until we are all being served. Bruce, I don't know whether you could take it on. No, all right. Brian? Thank you. Jesus shed his blood for many for the remission of sins. Let us drink and be truly thankful. Let us pray. We have taken bread and wine into our bodies. Now may these hands be the hands of Jesus in the world. May they do no violence. May these eyes see those who are overlooked. May these ears listen to those who are unheard. May these voices be raised for the voiceless. Let our songs of praise be empty. No, sorry, lest our songs of praise be empty. May these feet take us where Christ leads. And may these hearts and minds be open to your Spirit. Christ has remembered us. May we remember Christ. Amen. A very special prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we want to bring to you Jean. Lord, we love her. We know that you love her. We know that she loves you and has served you for a very long time. But Lord, you know what the situation is now. You know how she's looked after Stuart. And Stuart now is feeling terrible because of his lack of mobility, he cannot help her. She's helped him. We don't know now, Lord, what the latest is. But our prayer is that you should lay your healing hand, O Jesus, upon Jean and indeed upon Stuart at this time. Will you be their all in all? And Lord, we would also remember Rita's friend Jenny still recovering, and we pray, Lord, that that will be a complete recovery. Bless them, our friends, and may they see a wonderful healing. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Over to Richard.
Can I just say quickly, Jenny's been moved. She's about a quarter of an hour from her daughter now, which is all right. She's got slight movement in that hand now, but she spoke to me. Her daughter put her through, and we spoke to each other yesterday. So she's very quiet speaking, but she was able to speak.
Wow.
So that's coming on a bit slow for her. But
thank you, Lord.
So she's not at home?
She won't. I don't think she'll ever be coming home on her own, from what I can understand.
So there's Stuart. Where's Stuart?
No, this is Jenny.
Oh, Jenny, sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
So she's now living near her daughter.
She's in the hospital near her daughter.
Yeah, no, Jean's situation, we don't really know, do we?
No, I'll have a look at my phone in a minute.
Yeah. Right, thank you.
So, this is a wonderful song, and the chorus sings, "Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity." And as we go out as family to reach the unsaved, break our hearts for what breaks yours, Lord. And just to say, between verses 3 and 4, there isn't a chorus, Hosanna. It just goes one into the other, 3 into 4.
Thank you.
Get together, can we make a circle and say the grace? All right. All right. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and our God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Idea.